I have the pleasure of introducing Elisa Dillard Rainey to you next. Elisa is a partner at Rainey & Rainey in Waco, Texas. She, in addition to her private practice with her husband James, she's also an adjunct professor at Baylor College of Law, where she teaches elder law. She's a past president and member of the Texas NALA chapter of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and she's also a member of the Special Needs Alliance. She's an active member of her community, and she participates in many civic organizations in Waco. And she's also the co-chair of this conference and an important part of the great programming that we've got in store today and tomorrow. Please help me welcome Elisa.
Good morning. All right. We are going to visit this morning about case law update. Some of these cases will sound a little bit familiar to you, I think, as we go along from prior presentations because they keep carrying on, but we also have some new cases. So let's kick it off this morning with In Re Guardianship of James P. Dwyer. This is an Ohio Court of Appeals case out of the First District. Here we had a third-party S&T created for the benefit of the beneficiary, James, by his parents. They had established the trust prior to their passing. They passed away. They had named James's sister, Maureen, as trustee. She was appointed subsequently also as guardian. She was named as his representative payee for Social Security benefits. She was managing some of his personal accounts that were in his individual name, in addition to being trustee of his third-party S&T. Well, in addition to James and Maureen, we had two other siblings, and over a span of about 5 years, we had just kind of this continual conflict, disagreement between Maureen and these two other siblings about the management of James's money, the making of decisions, personal decisions for James. James has Down syndrome, rather high functioning, so he was involved in his own care and in own decision making, but also was not able to do so independently. Well, over the span of these 5 years, there were these breakdowns, there were actual formal settlement agreements, almost annual litigation through the span of this time. Eventually, the trial court said enough. They removed Maureen, not as trustee of the trust, but as guardian and as administrator of these other various accounts. They purported to remove her as the representative payee, but then acknowledged, okay, we really don't have authority to do that. Social Security gets to make a decision on that. But they didn't then subsequently ordered Maureen to resign as payee in an effort to kind of short-circuit that Social Security process and get her out of the picture. Maureen appealed. First of all, she appealed her removal as trustee of the trust, and the appeals court said, well, actually, you haven't been removed as trustee of the trust yet, so we can't address that issue. But we do think the trial court was proper in removing you as guardian, removing you as administrator of his various other accounts, and in ordering you to resign as payee of the Social Security benefits. So all of that was affirmed. But this was an example of a scenario where James was living in the family home with a different sister, Suzanne, I believe was her name. He was living with one sister. A different sister had the purse strings. She was controlling the money. And you had this continual conflict between the people actually providing care and providing the money. You'll see this as a continuing theme in some of our other cases. So I would say in my own practice, sometimes we have different skill sets. We have one who's the lover, the carer, the caregiver, and we want to put that person in that position. We want someone else to manage the money. But we have to be mindful that sometimes that sets the family up for a broken situation. So be mindful of that as we're designating trustees of our trust and seeing if, in practicality, these important players in the beneficiary's life really can get along and function to serve the benefit of the beneficiary. Now, this second case, Black as trustees of Black versus Black. This case may ring a bell because it has been a continuing saga. And if you just really have a slow night and you want to catch up, you can find this whole continuing saga. But all of this arises out of the estate of Ms. Renata Black.